Blog Talk Radio.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed week, another amazing Monday that I have the honor to come on here and do this amazing show with this amazing platform with amazing people that support the Motivational Mondays movement, you know. So welcome, everybody. Welcome. If it's your first time, hi, my name is Emma. I pray that you enjoy. As I like to say, educate and entertain, all right, and introduce you to my daddy, right? So welcome, 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 welcome. First, I want to give a happy birthday shout out to Tarika. Happy birthday, Chandra. Happy birthday, Sal Abatello. Woo, Fever Records. Shout out to Victor. Shout out to all those celebrating a birthday, celebrating an anniversary, celebrating a birth. whatever you're celebrating, shout out to you. Congratulations. And may God be with you. So today's topic is speaking about hurts, hang-ups, and habits. So we all dealing with one of those three, or all three. A lot of people I've come across like to always, you know, tell me, Emma, but I don't have, you know, my life is great. I'm living my best life, right? Everybody's going around, hashtag my best life, without not knowing what the next life is. You're living your best life now, so you're telling me that if you're living it now, then what will happen later on, right? Good morning, Roxanne. Good morning, good morning. So we all are dealing with some hurt, right? Because at one point or another, somebody has hurt us. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. At some point, we have been holding on to some hang-up. Somebody disrespect us, somebody hurt us, somebody's wronged us, you know. Somebody told us they were going to do something, they didn't do it. And then we develop habits. We develop habits that are not healthy. And we don't really realize that they're not healthy until we compare them with things that are healthy. And we're like, wow, that's been a habit of mine. There's some people that can't speak without not saying one curse word. And it's a habit that they have developed already for years. There's a way that they speak. Like, so I'm from up north. I'm from Bronx, New York, raised there. And every other word, you know, when I was growing up, you know, and I used to talk to people, it was the B word or MF or, you know, whatever came out my mouth. Because when you curse, you kind of gave conversation power, right? And you let people know, hey, I'm bad, I'm tough, don't mess with me, you know, because I can say these 1,000 curse words in less than a minute. And that's kind of intimidating for some people when you talk and every other word is a curse word. Some people could be intimidated by that, but other people could just see you as ignorant too, right? So those are habits. Just being nasty all around can be a habit. But that we use as kind of like a protective shield, if you will, right? I'm not going to let you get too close to me, so I'm going to be just as nasty as I want to because you ain't going to want to be my friend or want to be around me or want to try to betray me because you know I'm going to come after you, right? These are habits that people develop. But we could develop good habits too, not only bad habits. Good morning, Christopher. Good morning, good morning. So we can develop good habits, not only bad habits. But until we don't deal with our hurts and hang-ups and habits, we're just going to repeat them, and we're just going to share all our toxic with everybody we come across. So I have the honor at my church to facilitate and lead a women's group at Celebrated Recovery. And people always ask me, you know, Celebrated Recovery, that's just for people that are dealing with substance abuse and all that type of stuff. And I'm like, no. Celebrated Recovery has to do with dealing with hurts, dealing with hang-ups, and dealing with habits. And we all of us, deal with one of these three things, or all three, which is hurts, hang-ups, and habits. So my question and the topic today, you know, is speaking about that, but also finding a solution. So what do you do when you find out that you have this hurt that you've been holding on to for the last 20 years? Or this hang-up, or this bad habit. You know, I use cursing but there's a thousand bad habits. I mean, there's a bunch of bad habits. I just use that as one example. But whatever it is, your bad habit, whatever it is, that habit that's keeping people away from you, that's keeping people at a distance because you have certain habits that are not healthy, you know, that are not healthy for you, not healthy for any relationship you get involved with. You can call in at 213-943-3705. So the number to call in, if you want to chime in on this topic, is 213-943-3705. And I will take in some callers so we can talk about it. What exactly do you do, or how do you handle your hurt, your hang-ups, and your habits? Do you seek to speak to anyone? Therapy, celebrated recovery, find an accountability partner. Like, how do you deal with that? Again, the number is 213-943-3705. And you can call in and we can talk about it. So, you know, me and my daughter were having a conversation, and my daughter asks me, "Ma, if you see a therapist, are you crazy?" And I'm like, people that seek therapists or psychiatrists or psychologists or, you know, professional people are the bravest people. They're not the craziest people. The crazy people are the ones that don't get no help. The crazy people are the people that can't distinguish between right or wrong. But if you know what's right and you know what's wrong, ain't nothing crazy about you. You're just plain. Like, stop it. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep it 1,000 today. Come on. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning. So, you know, I recommend that if you need to see a therapist or, you know, or pastor, speak to a pastor, find a mentor. Find a mentor. Find a sponsor. Find an accountability partner. Find somebody. Don't just try to do things on your own. Because we just weren't meant to handle stuff on our own. We just were not meant to do that. My first thing to tell you is seek God, right? But not everybody's in that level, in that space, or in that mind frame to understand how powerful God is. So then do baby steps. If you feel a therapist will help you, if you feel a friend, but talk about it. Don't keep it inside, because this is why people stay holding on to hurts, habits, and hang-ups for 20-something years, and they never do nothing about it. So I'm going to go into my phone lines and to see if somebody has something to say about this topic today, or we're going to chop some things up. So good morning, good morning. 256, good morning, y'all. We're MAE2K. Peace.
Good morning. I heard your discussion, and what a lot of people do, instead of seeking counseling, they go inward, you know? I mean, well, okay, let me just speak for me, because I can speak for me, because I'm in ministry.
Well, share your name with everybody first.
All right, my name is Christopher Redden. Number one, I love your topic. But it also, your topic is very frightening. I'm going to say it again. I love your topic.
Mm-hmm.
The topic is frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you got to tackle you. Because now you got to do a self-inventory of you. No, you don't got nobody else you can point your finger at now. Now you got to look inward. You got to look at you.
That's
so when I find out that I am hurting, holding a hurt or something that's out of order before God, I got to tackle it. I got to tackle it immediately. Okay, let me give you an example. Can I please?
Yes.
Somebody did something to me, right, when I was on tour, right? They cut a piece of equipment of mine, right? But they didn't think that I was going to find out who did it. But I found out who did it through the Spirit, and God revealed to me the individual who did it.
Mm.
So I asked God, I said, now, what do I do here?
Mm.
God said, pray and hand that care over, cast your care. So I said, okay, I'll pray and I'll cast the care. The moment I cast the care, God started revealing what was going on in the Spirit. He didn't want the devil to plant a seed of bitterness in me so that bitterness would turn into anger and resentment and hurt for that person. I had to deal with me first. I couldn't deal with that person. Find out. Now, that person is supposed to have Bible in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they sowed a seed that was out of order with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to treat each other like brothers and sisters, right?
That's correct.
But see, you got to understand something. There are people who got revelation, and there are people who got information.
Mm.
I'm saying this to give some people some type of help in terms of looking inward, not looking outward. A lot of stuff that outwardly comes to you tries to inwardly work in you. I'm going to say that again. A lot of stuff that comes from the outside try to work its way on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do to block that is you develop a relationship with God. Not a book relationship, a personal relationship.
A one-on-one.
It's a difference between you having a relationship with a book as a terms to you having a relationship with the person of God.
Yes. Yes.
Now, this is all about dealing with inside hurts. In order for you to get what you want out of life, you're going to have to learn from your fears. That means whatever that's inwardly is hindering you, you have to deal with that. You can no longer point your finger outward. The problem is in you.
Is
so
enough, yeah?
You find out where you're hurt, and you open up that Bible, and you address your hurt to God.
Yes. Yes, so.
And leave it at the altar, okay? Leave it right there. Leave it right. Don't take that daggone thing up out your altar. Leave it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And develop a one-on-one with you and God. And you'll find out that your hurts, all of them, extended outward, inward. They were all seeds, but they were all negative seeds planted in you to hurt you so that you can replay them like a tape recorder and they grow. Every seed planted, if it's planted properly, it will grow.
Mm-hmm.
Even a negative seed will grow. Even a negative, I'm talking about ministry now, even a negative seed will grow. And the three things you discussed are all negative seeds. Now, how to uproot them, you take the Bible to do that. Because they're impossible for you to do. Nearly every seed that is planted in you that is negative was planted with the assurance of Satan that it would destroy you from the inside out. He knew when he tried to plant it, it was going to destroy you from the inside out unless you got revelation. And
right.
That's the problem. That's the problem with people. They won't go to God and ask God the revelation behind things. They get into these bad habits like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, I must have done something. No. Sometimes you develop bad habits from your externals, not from your internal. But now that you realize that it's internal, now you can deal with it and you can eradicate it. Just take the book and do as directed. The Bible,
So this is the reason why I bring up the topic, though. Although it's good, like you said, and, you know, it's good, but, you know, it's kind of still taboo at this point because nobody really wants to talk about it. And there's a lot of people that go around really, really feeling like none of these apply to them. And what, all three or one of these three apply to everybody. So
yes, ma'am.
Sometimes we need to, you know, sometimes we just doing that. We don't really stop to pause and see why is all your relationships failing? Why you can't, you know, keep a job? Why, like, you know, ask all, where is the why? Where's all that coming from? Because along the line, somewhere, somebody hurt you. And this is part of life. You're going to be hurt. Some people hold on to those hurts. 20 years later, somebody's still talking about, oh, I got cut off the road. What? 20 years? What? Like, you got to let that go. Somebody cut you off on the highway 20 years ago. Like, are you kidding me? But to us, to me, to us, we laugh because it sounds like far-fetched. But to them, that really meant something to them where they, for whatever reason, haven't let that go. And that has festered in their heart and in their soul for that amount of years. And that's heartbreaking.
But see, that's the reason why they do that, let's get to the why. Can we get to the why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I know why. I just want people to think.
We're going to open up that because we're going to discuss it where they can hear what's going on. But first, we got to tackle the why. Can we tackle the why?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Okay, look. The way our system that we're in is designed, we focus more on the negativity instead of the positivity, all right?
Correct.
One day, what you do away from everything else, turn on your television, right?
Mm-hmm.
And draw a line down the center of a paper, all right?
Mm-hmm.
At the top of one column, you put good, and at the top of the other column, you put bad. You not only do the television shows, but you do the commercials, all right? You sit
down there. I've done that before.
Okay, but
I've done
most
that
people
before,
have
actually.
It. Most people have it. Mm-hmm. Most people have it. Even and be critical.
That's why I don't watch
critical.
TV. That's why I don't watch TV.
There you
anymore.
Go.
I barely watch TV because it's like if you're not strong, like that will depress you. That will spin you off to somewhere where you're wondering like, why is my day so gloomy? Why do I feel so stressed
there
and depressed and whatever? Yeah,
because
you feed your eyes. Feed your eyes with that. You feed your eyes. You
yes,
gotta
ma'am.
Be careful what you feed your eyes with, you feed your ears with, what you're listening to. That's why even when I'm home, you know, I make sure that I'll go right to either Pandora or iHeartRadio because I can then put in the music, the type of music that I want to hear, that I want my soul, you know, to be able to pick up. And so
yes,
I listen to my Christian hip hop because I love me some hip hop. But you know what? I gotta tweak my hip hop now.
Yes,
I
got
to tweak my hip hop, but I still get my hip hop feel.
Yes,
praising
ma'am.
God at the same time. Come on now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm an avid fan of Christian hip hop. There's a gentleman that I like. His name is T-Bone. I like that dude.
T-Bone is good. T-Bone is good.
I like him.
T-Bone is good.
And,
I got a whole list.
But see, my I don't want to stray too far from the point. My point is, if we do a self-inventory of what we take
in
through our eye gate, through our ear gate, and what comes up out of our mouth, we're going to find that a vast majority of what we take in is from television and radio.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two venues of where your peas will be subtracted from you. Because now you sit down there listening and observing somebody else's idea of how you should think. When you should do a self-inventory and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to cut that off because that's not good for me. that's not, now I'm looking out for me. I might sound a little selfish when I say this, but Lord, forgive me. I got to look out for my spirit, my soul, my mind, my mental health.
Well, it's like this. Let me do my own homework. If you don't strengthen yourself and somebody's down in a ditch, if you're not strong enough to lift them out of that ditch, you're going to be in that ditch. So,
you better say it. You better say
come
it.
Come on.
You better say it.
You got to get strong to pull them out, or not them to pull you in, because come on now.
Yes,
we're not,
ma'am.
Come on now. Listen,
and what I love about this, Miss Hale, is this right here. I have been in a situation like that. And I told somebody, I said, you know what? Them dead in their face, and I told them just like this. If there were two people in a hole, and one person fretting, and the other one is calm, and the one that was fretting turned to the one that was calm and said, how come you're not panicking? How come you're not? No, there's no need for that. Why? Because
right.
I've been down here before. See. I've been down. I'm going to say it again. I've been down here before. That's how come. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you like me? I'm going to say it again. I've been down here before. So that means if I've been down here before, I know a way out.
I know how to do this season. I know how to wait because I know. There is an answer. I know there is a way. What? You better say it.
See, listen, and what the beauty about being in a situation like that, and it's all ministry. It's pure ministry from the heart, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be no punk in this right here.
That's right.
Because you're
going to
be faced with tremendous amount of giants. And all your giants going to be way bigger than you. And you have to take them on one by one, and you have to conquer your fear before you take on your giant. Because what's on the other side of your fear is your inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And the giants are going to try to stop you from getting your inheritance. That's why they're there. Now, let's get back down in this hole. Now, when we get back down in this hole, I'm going to show that person, don't panic. This is the way out.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to get out. And majority of the three
they don't know how to get out.
They
don't know how to get out, but they sure know how to get themselves in there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They do. Yes, they do, man. Yes, ma'am. They do. That's the honest God truth. Yes, they do. They know how to get in there.
What?
And it's
they
easy
know how
to
get in.
It's easy to get in.
Yeah.
It's easy to get in. But all you got to do is accept the word from an external word that God didn't tell you. And, you know, more people are more accustomed to accepting that external word and taking it in. I want to accept the inner word and take it out because the inner word is more powerful than the external.
Right. Well, this is good.
It's not good.
So this is where we, this is where we come in. Good morning, Tarika. Happy birthday. So this is where we come in to be in that ditch with them and to explain to them, right, to be calm in our calmness. And to let them see the God in us, right?
Yes,
and let them see that joy is love, that although we're in that season, although we're in that ditch, we know we're not staying here. This is not
a permanent
place.
Yes, ma'am. You better say it. You better say it.
Because
the ditch experience is to take your joy from you.
No.
Oh,
not today. not today, devil.
Not ever.
Not today, devil. Not today or any other day.
That's not the way real ministry work anyway. Now, the reason why I say that is because if we go to the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever notice, the people that had problems with Jesus was the Pharisees, okay? It wasn't even really the non-believers, okay? It was more the Pharisees because their law was about to be tweaked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where it would have some power, it would have some teeth to it, and they didn't want that. They didn't want that. They wanted Jesus to lead them right where they are. Oh, we can do this. We can do this. You cannot without a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it without a Savior. You got to have a Savior. You
right.
Got still some Pharisees today.
I was just going to jump on that.
They just today. These people. They say they believe in Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they walk around powerless, incapable of helping anybody, let alone helping themselves.
Themselves. Listen to me. Oh, my God. Listen to me. I come across that more times than I want to admit. Okay? More times than I want to admit, I come across that. Plus, so I help facilitate, and I'm the women's leader. I lead group in Celebrate Recovery every Friday at my church more than a year now. And, you know, the challenge is always with the one that knows, not even the one that doesn't know.
You better say it. You better say
the
truth.
Oh, my
God. You telling the truth yourself.
The challenge is always with the ones that know as opposed to the ones that don't know. It's like, what is going on here, Lord Jesus? I need a moment. I need a conference call. Like, what? But, yeah.
Nah, but, see, woo, my brother got hot over here. Wait, because this thing went deep. When you confront them, right, you got to confront them. You got to go to the jugular with you, hear me? You got to go all the way with them.
Come on.
You got to go all the way to the point where you shut
you
them
gotta,
up.
Listen, you got to strap up them Tims. You got to strap up them Tims and grab that Bible and go to war.
Yes, ma'am. You better get up because, listen, them rascals, they think they know the Bible, right?
They challenge everything. Like Teresa just said, she posted, they challenge everything.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, they do.
Everything's a challenge.
But okay. Instead of allow them to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Allow them to do that, right? But this is what you do in the challenge, right? Pose questions. See, this is real ministry, though. You can't be no punk. You got to go ahead on and go in that Bible and show them something. Okay.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to show you what I did, right? Now, there's two other ministers with me having this discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the question, all right? But I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you where the religion kicked in at.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in Acts, the first chapter, the 8th verse, when Jesus said, stay here in Jerusalem until you be endowed with power on high, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said that, right? The question I posed was this. When Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost said that, because Paul said it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said, why Jerusalem? And, you know, they both sat back and looked at me, right? And I sat there and I said, go ahead, answer that. Why Jerusalem? Now, if you got revelation, you can answer that, okay? You don't got no revelation, you can't answer that question. The question
mm-hmm.
is staring you dead in the answer is staring you dead in your face.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have no revelation, so you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there. They were challenging me, right?
Right.
So I sat right there. And I waited for them to answer it. when they got quiet. Do you know what I said?
Come on.
The reason why you can't see the answer is you're not really paying attention to the text. Because now you got to go behind the word. Now you got to go to the author.
Mm.
Now why can't you go behind the word and get to the author? Or author. Why can't you do that? Oh, you're not going to get it. Let me give it to you. Seeing as how you're challenging everything I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There is a mirror of Jerusalem above Jerusalem. There's a heavenly Jerusalem and there's an earthly Jerusalem. Jerusalem herself is a portal, a heavenly portal, where angels come down to earth and go back up to heaven. That's why Jerusalem. It was so deep, they sat down and were quiet. They ain't challenged another word I said.
I'm sure.
I'm talking about the Twitter. The one of me took on the two of them.
Woo. I'm sure.
Listen, let me tell you.
Mm.
Let me tell you. From this cat from Brooklyn, all right?
Mm.
When I shut the mouths of lions that day, they backed up and sat down somewhere. Now go somewhere and get you some revelation. Don't be jumping up in my face. Because you know, eventually you're going to have to demonstrate that Bible. You're going to have to demonstrate it. This ain't the hour you can talk word. You're going to have to demonstrate it now. Now you're going to have to move with power.
Mm.
Now what you going to do? Anybody can preach
right.
the word, but not right. anybody can demonstrate.
That's correct.
Not anybody can demonstrate, though.
That's correct.
Anybody can
That's
preach
correct.
Word. Come on,
mm-hmm.
now.
Oh, there's
Until
a lot of people
you
that
preach able
words.
To preach in power, you ain't did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't did nothing. Listen, these people are hurting. When? Now. So when they going to get
now.
Healed? They should be getting healed now.
Right.
Right?
Not tomorrow and not next Sunday.
You better say it.
We got to wait till next Sunday for some healing. It's supposed to be right now.
Oh, no. Here's what we do. We got to wait for the next conference. That's what we got to do.
Oh, right. True.
You get me?
Right.
We got to wait till the next conference because we got to pay all this money to go get our healing.
Mm.
What?
Good morning, Natalie. Good morning, Angel. Good morning, Mabel. Queen salute to you, ladies.
Listen, this
good morning,
is
good morning.
Good.
It's getting too good, but I have to give other people some praise. Because, you know, you and I could chop it up like for 2 hours.
Yes, ma'am.
But I thank you and I appreciate you so much because, you know, you always bring the wise, the wisdom. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes,
and, you know, you and I are here. So, man, let me just put you on hold. Let me put you on hold and let me put some music on, pay these bills. We'll be right back. Yes, yes. I love it. I love it when the Holy Spirit just starts working and we just got to just get out the way.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tash and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer, it's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now, I've seen my problems never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, Feeling like I'm in a nightmare, man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Everybody I know telling me that they praying. A lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down on under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger
and hold on
and never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know it's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday and another hot topic, right? So we're discussing hurts, hang-ups, and habits. Hurts, hang-ups, and habits. A lot of people are dealing with all these three things or one or the other. You know, even though they say that they're not, they really are. And how do you deal with that? Like, how do you deal with that? I just wanted to use this. Hold on.
I'm young and I'm foolish. I made bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I pray.
No.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I fear for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am still here today. gonna pray.
E2K, and we're discussing hurts, hang-ups, and habits. And what do you do with that? How do you deal with that? Or do you even, you know, do you even, have you even taken the time to evaluate yourself to know that you're dealing with hurts, that you have some sort of hang-ups or some habits that you picked up along the way are detrimental to your life, to your spirit, all right, to your relationships, to your future. It's funny because sometimes we think we've dealt with stuff, you know, and I'm going to speak for myself right now. I thought that I had dealt with certain things in my life that happened to me, right? And I thought I was so past and done with that. But as I became, as I became a leader to lead women's group, and so now I'm sitting there listening to women, you know, share their life, right? I needed to also step it up myself and do that same evaluation that I'm asking my queens and these women to do. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I dealt with some stuff. It ain't gonna be too major for me. I began to take the 12-step study class. I don't know if anybody's aware and anybody's taking that class. That's like 9 months. It is, talk about deep, talk about going in, talking about putting the mirror and being like, ho-ho. But it has helped me tremendously because it has stretched me. It has allowed me to understand certain triggers that I had in my life that I don't understand why when this person says this particular word, I go off. Like, why is it that when this particular person does this to me or whatever, I can't control myself or my mouth or my thoughts or whatever. Like, you know, and in doing that, it just forced me to understand that I had a bunch of hurts that I was still holding on to, of people that wronged me and all that, even people that I supposedly forgave. I forgave them, but I didn't forget, and I'm still holding on to them hurts. I had still hang-ups and habits that I'm thinking, those are not habits. That's just like who I am. No, that's not who I was, but it was habits that I had picked up along the way in interacting with the people that I was interacting with, right? Because when you're in a world of a hot mess, you're only going to learn what's around there. If you don't have people, other type of people to pour into you, then you're just whatever it is that you're getting poured into, that's what you are, right? That's what you become. That's who you be, right? My mother had a saying in Spanish, dime con quien andes y te diré lo que eres. And that is, tell me who you walk with and I'll tell you who you are. Ooh, and she always used to tell me that. And I'm like, what is she talking about? You know, when I was young in my teenage years, you know, moms tell you things and you're like, she act like she know. She act like she know. What does she know? Right? Good morning, Louis. Good morning. And boy, she knew because my mother was just throwing some wisdom towards me. But of course, when we're young, we're like, right? And so our parents always try to, you know, because they have the wisdom and they always try, they give us room to mature. God does the same thing with his children, which is us. He gives us free will to decide, right? Because he wants us to freely, voluntarily, and lovingly choose him. But even if we don't, he still loves us and he still allows us to make decisions and run amok. And guess what, y'all? At any point in time when you stop, and you be like, God, help me. If you have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, and you come to him and you be like, Lord, please forgive me. Like, you know, like, step into my life. Take care of this. You handle it. He will show up and show out in a mighty way. That talk about shock. Talk about not understanding. Talk about, like, witnessing, you know, a miracle. Won't he do it? All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is step in and ask, like, and he will do it, man. I'm here as a testimony. Those that know me know I'm here as a testimony. Ooh. Tell me who you walk with, and I'll tell you who you are. My mother always used to tell me that. I'm like, what is she talking about? I'm with my crew, you know? I'm with my peoples, you know? Like, I'm with my loyal people, right? And the minute something goes wrong, my loyal people were running. What happened to my loyal people? You know, I was down for them, and they weren't down for me. So, going back to hurts, hang-ups, and habits, you know, I've been wronged. A lot of people did a lot of wrong things to me. The list is so long. But I'm not going to bathe in that. What I'm going to do is glorify and thank God every day that he's in my life and that he has turned all that around. Everything that I thought I lost, from money to friends to position, everything I thought I lost, he has blessed me with that 10 times over. Let me repeat that. Everything I thought I've lost, friends, money, position, he has blessed me with all with that and some 10 times over. So, yeah. Wherever I stand, I'm bragging about my G-O-D. Give me a minute. Let me brag about my G-O-D. I don't have a problem with that because back in the days, I didn't have a problem bragging about dumb stuff, about the clothes I wore, about the jewelry I had, and where that got me. Where that got me? Nowhere. Who I helped with that? Nobody. But now, today, as I stand, you know, the urban Christian queen that you see in front of you, it's about so much more. It's not even about me. What an amazing lesson to learn that all this is not even about me, although I went through the experiences of that. That's all just part of the testimony that I share with other women now. How amazing is that? Like, how he works. Like, we don't have the capability to understand why God allows certain things to happen. And let me tell you something. Everybody always want to blame the devil for everything. I'm here to tell you that God allows some things to happen too, because he needs to test your loyalty. So you only loyal to him on Sundays? Or you only loyal to him when he gave you that job? You only loyal to him when he gave you that promotion, made things happen for you, gave you that house, that brand new car? You're only loyal to him at that point, and then after that, it's like, well, I already got the car. Why do I keep me going to church? Why do I keep having to tell people about him? You better brag. You better brag. You better brag about your God. You know, a lot of people, you know, their season, their bad season, begin to get better, right? And then all of a sudden, they forget. It's like, oh, I'm doing good. Like I am doing good about me. What? Do you know as fast as you got that, he will take it away? It's like a parent. Like, you know, when you buy your kid like the Xbox and he be acting up, he or she be acting up, and you be like, oh, the way I bought this for you, I will take it away. Don't get too happy. Don't get too crazy. Don't get too crazy. Don't think that it can't be taken away from you, because it could. And it does. Right? Man, listen. Today, evaluate yourself. Today, make a list. Make a list of, and make three columns and write hurts, hang-ups, and habits. And just marinate with that and be like, what hurts do I have that I've been holding on to that I need to let go because it's festering and it's just poison, right? What hang-ups am I still holding on to? What are my habits that are not productive or healthy? Because we have several. And I use the cursing because it's just like it seems to be like a main one, but it could be whatever your habit is. List it. And ask yourself, how does this help me? How does this help me help anybody else? Because if I'm going to talk to anybody in a positive way or whatever, if I'm saying a curse word, the B word, every other word, how is that a positive conversation with somebody? I don't know. Because to me, you put me on edge. Like, that's a trigger to me. When people start talking like that to me, I got to check myself and not go back there where God delivered me from. Not today, not you, not Satan, not anybody is going to steal my joy or take me back from where I fought so hard to come out of. You got to want that for yourself. Like, really, really want that, you know? I know I want it for me, and I fight for me and my family, those that believe and don't believe. It's okay. If I'm the one that's got to stand in the gap right now, then that's what I'll do. Because it's not about me. Oh, my God. When I learned that one, I was like, what? I thought it was about me. It's my life. But it's not. When you really, really get down to the nitty-gritty of it, you know? How you love loveless people. How do you love people that don't even love themselves? People that are hard to love. Man, there's a lot of people that I need to do a lot of praying. That still doesn't stop me, though, because the calling that I have in my life requires me to do that, to love the loveless. That's what God said. That's the mission he gave me. That's where Healing Queens comes from. That's where it was born from. Because God told me, I need you to love my daughters. I need you to tell my daughters the love I have for them. And not the love about do something for me and I love you, because guess what? Even when you turn your back on him, he still loves you. Where do you find that at? Just tell me. Come on. I'm waiting. Leave it in the comments. Let me know where you can go that someone will love you with nothing in return. Come on. I'm waiting. I'll wait. You can even answer me in the next show or the next show or the next show after that. I'm waiting because I want to know where I can dive into such love. Go ahead. I know I've already found it, so that's why I'm like, you know how when you're going to tell a joke or something and you know the answer and you just kind of waiting for the people to be like, come on, let's see if they're going to get it, but you already know what the answer is? That's how I be feeling. I kid you not, that's how I be feeling. I'm like, come on now. If you don't, only God, come on now. Come on. But I know, you know, I know the answer. And listen, it's not that I don't share because, man, sometimes you can't shut me up. That's why they gave me a radio show. You know this? But we're about in the hour already, and I want to go into my devotional before I say goodbye to y'all. Oh, my God. My free therapy session is almost over. So, you know, I'm getting up there in age. It's okay. And I got to put my Versace's. To read my word, purple. Oh, I went skating yesterday. Shout out to my Rolling Queens. Bought me some purple skates. Okay, that's another topic for another day. But today I'm going to speak about you are beautiful. So stereotypes become stereotypes because of the truth in them. We think of a group of girls comparing flaws, calling themselves ugly, while reassuring their friends of their beauty because we've seen it. We've heard it. We've lived it. Are you welcoming and accepting of the woman you see in the mirror, or do you analyze, criticize, and judge her? Sisters, brothers, give me a moment. This is for the sisters today. Sisters, let us listen to what the bridge groom says about us. Let us believe the encouraging words of others and silence the voice in your head that tells us we are anything but beautiful. I'm talking to somebody today. The voice is a lie. God's word is truth. And he says we are beautiful. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Song of Songs 4:7. Do you believe this? What would it take for you to see yourself as beautiful? Stand before your mirror and smile. If this is difficult for you, ask Jesus, the bridegroom, to show you what he sees. Let me tell you what he sees. He sees his daughters. His beautiful, amazing daughters. He sees a product of royalty. He sees you as who you are. You are the daughter of the King of all kings. I'm speaking to you, queens. I'm speaking to you, young ladies. I'm speaking to you, women. I'm speaking to you in your brokenness. I'm speaking to you in your happiness. I'm speaking to you in your ignorance. I'm letting you know that God sees you as who you are, and that's beautiful. You're amazing. You're powerful. You're great. You're strong. You're resilient. If no one has told you that or shared that with you, I'm letting you know. You better walk in your power. You better walk in your purpose. You better walk in your truth. Woo! I'm out. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. God bless you. Have an amazing week. Adios.